Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Greetings, everyone.
Today is April 18th.
We are celebrating April 18th. It is National Animal Cracker Day.
Get me those animal crackers.
You want some animal crackers?
Crackers.
Animal crackers.
You ordered 38 boxes of animal crackers.
You want an animal cracker?
We don't even make animal crackers anymore.
Well, you better get cracking.
Happy National Animal Cracker Day.
Showtime!
You know, I love animal crackers. When my kids were little, I hadn't had an animal cracker in I don't know how many years. Mm-hmm. And then when I had kids, they were old enough to eat them.
Oh, my gosh.
And we got them. Man, you know those big plastic bags?
I absolutely know those.
Get out, man. Put that thing on the counter. Dump them in a jar. I'm going to get in there.
What is it about a lightly sweet little thing like that?
It is the perfect sweetness. It's not too sweet.
Dang
but it's
it, Dale.
Just enough to be delicious.
You give me a side of juice, apple, orange, it doesn't matter. With that, you're taking me right back
you're
to my childhood.
Again.
Yeah.
You're 10 again.
Yes. And what a combination.
Give me that
things.
Pile of animal crackers. Used to love to get to school and open my lunch, and there would be a Ziploc bag with those things in it.
I know.
Animal
crackers. When I tell you I'm passionate about a natural animal cracker, I am, but put a little icing and sprinkles on them bad boys.
I have a horror story about a school lunch coming up.
Oh, gosh.
You ain't even going to believe it. But
okay.
I'm going to tell you what happened to this girl in Ohio over something she brought in her lunch. And it wasn't peanut butter, but you ain't going to believe it.
I swear to God, if someone stole her animal crackers, I'll fight them for her.
She wishes she brought animal crackers after what happened to
her. Oh, man.
I'll tell you, coming up.
Pictures on her phone.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. The blood drive at the Greensboro Science Center didn't turn out for me quite like I expected yesterday. Not only did I not get to give blood, I didn't eat a single snack yesterday. I found out that I had not waited long enough since giving blood previously. I've got a couple more weeks to go before I can donate again, so I was unable to donate yesterday.
I will say, it was a fun fact we learned about donating blood. What'd you say, it's 50 days yet?
It's about that, yeah.
Which, and then another fun fact is we learned that it hasn't been that long since you gave blood, which it feels like it has.
Yeah, I know it does, but yeah, so yeah, didn't get to do that, and I didn't even see a snack yesterday anyway.
So it was wonderful, though, because we kind of got a behind-the-scenes look at the Greensboro Science Center, and I was like a kid in a candy shop. I was soaking up every ounce of this knowledge that this sweet girl had to teach us. I get to my hair appointment after this, Dale. And my hairdresser is one of my very best friends. And I'm like, Claire, get this. And I'm starting to show her pictures. And I'm telling her all the little fun facts. She goes, where did you learn all this? How did you get to do this? And I said, it was a job perk, but I said, I just can't wait to drop this knowledge on my husband and son when we go back to the Greensboro Science Center. I'm going to sound so well-versed in the animal life there.
Yeah, you got a good tour yesterday. We learned all about it. Went back, went front, went sideways. We were everywhere at the Greensboro Science Center.
It was a really cool experience. If you haven't been to the Greensboro Science Center or you haven't been in a while, highly recommend going back or going for the first time. It's just something about a zoo and a park combined like that is just really cool.
Yeah, it's one of the best attractions, you know, and most educational places, certainly, in Greensboro.
Can't say enough good about it.
607 now. Here's Ashley Cook.
My spare time and my spare key.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's Annie's pick of the week.
We got to come up with something cool to do that, so you don't have to do it every time.
That wasn't cool?
It was very cool. I just mean like something to match that coolness.
Okay.
So, yes, I have the pick of the week. I actually, we talked about this very briefly the other day. I don't remember when on air, but Ernest was shouting out Lainey Wilson, and they came together to cut this song that, if I'm correct, Dale, I don't know if it's ever actually been cut, just or like put out as someone's single. Maybe other people have kind of covered it in the past. I don't really know the history of this song. All I know is that the hook just sticks with you. Now, I heard Lainey's end of it. I haven't heard Ernest's end of it yet.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of got stuck on her hook, and I've had that on repeat. So Dale's got a little treat teaser for you of it, but it's Ernest and Lainey Wilson on this track, and it's Could If I Would.
So you'll hear Ernest first, and then Lainey join in on what we called in the biz as the hook or the chorus. Here we go.
Part of me wants to be perfectly candid. I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't, but I want. But it's best if I don't, though I'd like to. I love you enough that I'm letting you go. I love you so much that I'm telling you no. I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't, but I want to.
I just think about boots tapping in circles under a neon moon. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It gives me a little two-step vibe. And it also, that steel guitar in the back, I don't know. It just sounds good. So.
And for those of you who've never heard a steel guitar, I'll have to play an isolated version of that for you later so you'll know what it sounds like. Because they don't use it much anymore in country music.
But yeah, that was Could If I Would. Ernest and Lainey Wilson for Annie Camp Pick of the Week.
Pick of the week. Today's top one, three, go.
So, number one on today's top three, Touch a Truck is going to be out at the John Deere in Kernersville. This is a rescheduled date from the beginning of the month because it rained. And so it's going to happen this Saturday, the 20th, out there in Kernersville, hosted by the Kiwanis of Kernersville. And, of course, you're going to see fire trucks and police cars and maybe an ambulance. A park bus was there last year when we went. And also, you get to see the Big Bad Wolf Truck because Dale and I are going to be out there. They invited us, and I'm so excited.
Don't prepare yourself to be all that impressed with the Big Bad Wolf Truck.
You know,
it's hanging in there.
We're gonna under deliver, but it looks pretty cool from far away.
Yeah, it's a 30-footer. The car guys call a 30-footer. From 30 foot away, it looks all right.
Well, we're going to get her spit shined up for you because she's slap-covered in pollen currently. And take her for a spin so you can check it out up close and in person and be, again, underwhelmed.
Underwhelmed. But bring your camera.
Yeah. Number two for today's top three, Moulin Rouge is at the Tanger Center. And I got to go to there last night. It was fantastic. Tons of new music mixed in. I had never seen the movie, and I'd never seen the original Broadway play, which I knew came before the movie. So I didn't really know what to expect. I knew it was had like a burlesque-ish theme to it. It was killer. And if you love plays or shows or musicals, anything of that nature, go see it while it's in town at the Tanger Center in Greensboro and enjoy yourself, because there was so much singing along. I couldn't help but like dance, groove, tap my toes while I was sitting in my chair. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Did you,
thank you, Jim. I had said something to him about it, so I can't believe he surprised me with it. And then number three for today's top three, I actually changed it up because this is more timely. Very excited for this, but I think it's where either, I think it's where the Christmas tree shop used to be on Bridford, right there by the Target in Greensboro.
I know what you're going to say. It is.
Today's the grand opening of the Wayfair outlet. And I've seen pictures of some of the stuff they already have in there. I'm so excited. So, of course, they've got up to like 60% off the Wayfair online prices. I guess this is like one of those, it could be return center, overstock, whatever it is. We love an outlet, okay, because that means discounts. And so, like I said, that today is a grand opening. I don't know if the hours are different for the grand opening, but Monday through Thursday, 10 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 10 to 9, and then Sunday is 10 to 7, 1210B Bridford Parkway, like literally where the Christmas tree shop is, between Target and Michael's Burlington. And all that stuff over there in Bridford. So
yeah, it's between Burlington and the other end of the shopping center where Dick's and Kohl's is.
And I saw the outside of it. I've seen the signs for it. But yeah, it should be a, I'm sure they'll have some giveaways, something today. So go check them out. And who doesn't love a deal on some fantastic furniture?
Yeah, they've been working on that thing. It's just going to make that parking lot even better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If I wanted to be white picket fenced in, good stuff. Yeah, God makes the good stuff. Whoa.
Wake up with the Wolf Show out yesterday in the very pollen covered Big Bad Wolf truck to the Greensboro Science Center. For a special day out there. They do two blood drives a year, one in the spring, one in the fall. There was one yesterday, and I intended to give blood yesterday. But unbeknownst to me, it had not been long enough since my last donation for me to give blood, so I couldn't do it.
And if you didn't know, I guess it's about 50 days in between giving blood.
Thereabouts for a whole blood, yeah.
I think, 2 weeks for plasma or something, because I know plenty of people who used to get paid to give plasma.
Yeah, I've never done that. I've just given the blood, but yeah. I'll definitely be available. I'm just going to wait till the fall one.
Yeah.
I'm just going to wait.
Just time it out right, because apparently 50 days is not as short as we thought it was.
Yeah, and if I give again, I got to count backwards, you know, from when that is, so I make sure that I'm eligible. But we had a very educational day yesterday.
Oh my gosh, 2 hours spent getting a little behind the scenes and our own little kind of mini private tour around the Science Center, which was slap covered in kids yesterday.
Oh, man, there were some buses out there yesterday.
Definitely. But it was such a good time, and I learned so many things, and I literally cannot wait to drop these knowledge bombs on my family when we go back to Greensboro Science Center, because I soaked it all up yesterday. I was like a nerd, but I love learning stuff, and I love nature and animals, and oh, so
I can
cute.
Never see the dadgum tiger. It's never out when I'm out there. It's never.
And they were saying that normally it hides underneath this one like rock platform or like right over the hill where it can't be seen. I'm like, of course it does. It knows exactly where to be where you can't see it.
The tiger's like, I'm not into this. I can't do it.
We did end on a good note, though, with the wolf. We got to see the wolf. He moved his head. I got a cool little video of it.
The wolf was out there, that's for sure. Yeah.
all
odd looking, sort of a reddish wolf.
Yeah. I don't know. I was like a kid in a candy shop. It was the best time. So if you haven't been, they take such good care of that place, and those animals are so well taken care of, and they are doing really great work to help save a lot of these animals. I learned literally so much about that. So.
They're living better than you are.
Yes.
Let me tell you that, right?
Yes.
Throwback Thursday. Here's Tim McGraw.
Every Friday night, there's a steady cloud of dust.
The Wolf. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Big Star time on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Standing by on the phone right now is Scotty McBeery. Morning.
Morning.
Morning, Scotty. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are y'all?
We're doing great. get right into it here. First of all, congratulations on Cabin of Solo. Looks like you got a number one, another one.
Hey, fingers crossed, but thank you very much.
Yeah, and you got the album coming out in a few days, and you are about to go into the Grand Ole Opry.
Unbelievable. Yeah, still doesn't feel real to hear those words come out of somebody's mouth.
You know, what's that got to be like, standing in that little wooden circle up there on that stage?
It's an amazing feeling. You feel the weight, you know, of and the just almost the ghost of country music's past, you know, right there around you. You know, everybody's played that stage, all my heroes, and it's, to me, the pinnacle of country music, you know, is right there on that stage in that circle. So it feels really good, but at the same time, you understand it's a responsibility to keep it going.
Speaking of responsibilities, we talked briefly about this when it was going on, but, you know, being from North Carolina, we know how big basketball is. We know how major these games were, and, you know, we said country stars are just like us, and I talked about how you even had to switch shifts with somebody to make it to a game. I can't tell you how many times I've switched shifts with somebody to do something, and so I thought it was so funny that you did that. I know that State did not win, which is a big bummer, but I've got to know at the end of the day, Scotty, did you make it to the show on time? Did everything go swimmingly that day like it was supposed to?
Everything went as perfect as it could have, other than the Wolfpack losing. I mean, it was a long day. I think it was like 36 hours by the time it was all said and done when my travels were over, but made it to Phoenix, got to the game, made it to San Diego because of Lee Bryce switching shifts with me, like you said, and we had probably 20 minutes to spare, so it all worked. Thank God it went on time.
Yeah.
Did you wear your lucky red shirt?
I did. I wore my lucky red shirt. It wasn't too lucky that day, but, you know, it was still just a heck of a run by the Wolfpack.
Yeah, what a year. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's shout out to Lee for being just a good old pal, right?
He's a brother.
Worked in a pinch, yeah. For sure.
He's a Carolina boy. He's a South Carolina boy, but he gets it. So.
He gets it. That's right. That's right. Basketball is life.
That's right.
Before you go, how was the Masters?
Oh, just beautiful as ever, and what an experience. It was my first time taking Gabi out there, so my wife, and she came back just raving about how beautiful it was, and the next day I was on the road for a show, but she was back home, and she texted me, and she was like, for the first time ever without you in the house, I've turned on golf to watch.
Oh, so hilarious.
I might have her hooked now.
Yeah, you turned her, and I saw a cute little photo of your baby with his own Masters polo on. I don't even know how you got your hands on something like that, but I thought, how cool was that?
Yeah, they made a few dollars off of us in the merchandise tent there at the Masters, for sure. Mainly baby stuff.
I gotta tell you, man, your little family looks like they ought to be in the little family on the inside the frame that you buy at the store. It's like, no, so man. Perfect, so cute, man. Everybody.
Yeah, well, thank you. I'm a lucky man, for sure.
For sure. Well, man, I know you got to run. I know you got stuff to do. Thanks for taking time out to talk to the Wolf this morning, and congratulations to you on the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah, I appreciate it. More than you know. We'll see y'all soon.
Have a good one.
Hey, y'all too.
Here's that song. It's about to go number one. It's Cabin of Solo. It's your neighbor, Scotty McCreary.
I've seen a dozen texts, and I...
She was up till what time last night?
12:30.
I have not seen her so jacked in months as she has been today.
I woke up this morning. I know. I woke up this morning and I popped two little Alki seltzers with little aspirin caffeine mix in them, orange flavored. Technically, they're hangover cure, but I was like, let's just see how I feel this morning. Jazzed me up a little bit.
It's like washing down a goodie powder with a real Coke.
Yeah, and then I've had my Bloom, which is my greens, and then I'm about to work into my liquid IV over here, so we really up the game today. But I'm just feeling alive today, Dale.
Okay.
Because she said yes.
All right, she did say yes. That's Chad Brock. A little Throwback Thursday action for you. 7:36, we're going to finally... It seems like it's been a month, but it's only been like a week since we announced the winner of the Ranch Roundup. Congratulations, John Brown's Country Store and Grill in King.
I am excited to finally.
We're going out there tomorrow.
Dip that ranch. I can't wait.
Get those tots ready.
Yes.
Some tot dipping going on tomorrow.
Because I do believe we...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Check the menu. I think it was John Brown's that had the tots. Either way, them or Little Creek, because we got to try their ranch too.
Yeah. So, first of all, I was completely shocked at how big that menu is. How do you make all that stuff at John Brown's?
How do you keep up with it?
I don't know. I couldn't.
Oh, I don't get it.
But, I can barely make a sandwich at home, let alone all that.
I think tomorrow is going to be the day.
So anyway, we're going out. The Ranch Roundup, a huge success. I've never seen voting like we had this year. This was a record-breaking year in terms of the total number of votes. I don't know how. I'd love to know the total number of votes from beginning to end.
Dale, I can get that for you if you can kill about, I don't know, 20, 30 seconds.
But I mean, I've never seen such a fight going on. It ended up being a Stokes County throwdown. And, you know, it was just a tooth and nail separated by, at points, dozens of votes,
mm-hmm.
not hundreds, but dozens of votes, and finally get a winner. And then we got in trouble there at the end because we tried to end it on a Thursday and announce the winner on Friday. And the powers that be goes, hold up. You can't do that because you had everybody else going through Sunday midnight. So we ended up going through Sunday at midnight.
We got almost 5,000 people join to vote in this Ranch Roundup competition. That's a lot of people for some ranch dressing.
Yeah. And that's individual votes. You couldn't vote multiple times.
Insane.
Congratulations.
Bury me in Georgia.
Birthday to all the local celebrities of the Triad celebrating their special days today. And let's get right to it. Happy birthday to Shelby Howell of Yakinville, who's 13 today, officially a teenager, Shelby. Hope you have a great birthday. Also celebrating, Laura Long of Louisville is 50. 50!
50 years old!
Kick, stretch,
and kick! I'm 50 years old.
Happy birthday to you, Rusty Shipwash of High Point, Lauren Wright of Winston-Salem, Ava Wilgus of Lexington, Misty Craig from McLeansville, Tracy Manuel, Trip Dunn of Brown Summit, Courtney Lowe of Dobson, Paul Barber of Reedsville, Tristan Wiles from Greensboro, Cody Royal of Rhonda, Kenny Hawkins of Greensboro, Devin Barber of Reedsville, Tara Marshall of Kernersville, Denise Troop of Lexington, Donna Smith of Sandy Ridge having a birthday today. Well, let's make sure one didn't just slide in here. All right. No, we didn't. All right. Now, if you want to get your birthday on my birthday party, you have to RSVP. 336-799-WOLF is where you can text that birthday shout out or DM on Facebook at 931TheWolf. Now, just in case we missed yours,
happy birthday to you.
Happy, happy birthday.
I feel another throwback coming on.
Yeah.
I got better things to do, is Terry Clark.
Don't tell me.
Oh, I got the Tucson today. Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's 4 past 8, and it's Annie's pick of the week.
Thank you, Deb. So I want to talk about the song for just a second before we let you hear it. But this is a song that was only ever cut as a demo in 1996. So it'll kind of take you back. It literally does. It takes you back. It gives George Strait vibes to it. It's called What If I Could. And Lainey Wilson actually cut this for Apple Music's Lost and Found project, like back in December. And I guess Ernest heard it and was like, absolutely going on my new album, which he just came out with. I think April 12th is when it dropped. And it's Flower Shop's the album. And it's got Morgan Wallen and Jelly Roll and Hardy on it, but this song sounds so unlike the rest of them. Except it's called What If I Could Just Transport You. And Lainey takes it up a notch in this song. So here they are.
Today's top
one,
three.
Go.
Number one on today's top three, and I'm so excited. So they had to reschedule Touch a Truck in Kernersville. It was supposed to be earlier this month, had a rain date. They scheduled it to this Saturday. It's looking like beautiful weather, number one. And number two, you're going to see a lot of cool trucks and vehicles out there, like police cars and fire engines and maybe an ambulance or a big bus or something like that. But you're also going to get to see the big bad wolf truck, and she won't be slap covered in pollen. She's going to get a bath.
Well, it only takes about 30 minutes for the vehicles to be cut. My car, I washed it yesterday, I don't know, about lunchtime, 3 hours later.
I know.
Dusty again.
So, expect to see the big bad wolf truck. I believe the event's 10 to 2 out there at the John Deere in Kernersville. It's all put on by the Kiwanis of Kernersville. And so I know there's like maybe some Chick-fil-A out there, some other stuff. But you can, a lot of freebies. A lot of people do little, you know, free stuff they're passing out. Like I said, we'll be out there turning up our boombox a little bit and hanging out. If you want to come take a picture and see all these cool vehicles that are going to be involved this Saturday, 10 to 12, 10 to 10 to 2 in Kernersville.
Wolf Truck's going to be bringing the heat.
Number two on today's top three. If you have ever seen Moulin Rouge, whether Broadway, whether it be the movie that came out a few years ago, don't miss out on the performance of it at the Tanger Center in Greensboro. Yeah! That's a jam.
Yeah,
can we play the whole song? Anyways, it's killer. I think it's on through Sunday. Yesterday was the second showing of it. I got to see it, and it was a really good time. And a lot of like current and like songs you know. And it was a lot of fun. It was like a whole little mini concert / performance. So go check that out. Go do something local for yourself. Oh man. And you gotta forget what number three is on today.
Number three.
And then number two, number one, number three. What's number three? Oh, that's right. Exciting stuff. The Wayfair outlet is going to be right there off Bridford Parkway in the Target Shopping Center in Greensboro. Today is the grand opening of the Wayfair outlet. We love a discount, like 60% off all their online prices. And I believe they open up at 10 a.m. today, grand opening, but they're open Monday through Sunday. The closing times vary, but they all always open at 10. So I'm excited for that. And if you're not doing anything around 10 a.m., go hit that grand opening up and check out all those deals at the Wayfair Outlet.
I'm worried about where I'm going to park my car, though.
Yeah, there's
I may as well walk from home. Yeah,
there you go.
I was lost, you found a way to bring.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Time to win tickets to Bulls, Bands, and Barrels. Coming up April 27th at the LJVM. It's Andy Knows Everybody. Today, the questions I think are so easy, I have a tiebreaker prepared.
Wow.
What call are we taking?
We'll do 16 again. We've been on a roll.
Caller 16, what's been lucky for you? So I'm going 17.
Ooh, big guy. I'm going to change it up on.
Caller 17 right now at 799-WOLF. And again, I think these are so easy that I prepared a tiebreaker. This could be the day you take her down. It could be you. Tickets to Bulls, Bands, and Barrels up for grabs. Caller 17 at 799-WOLF. Here's a throwback.
She's been playing at her room. On the strip. Oh, that ride.
Wake up with a Wolf Show. Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
Jason.
Jason, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Are you ready to take on Annie and Annie Knows Everybody for these Bulls, Bands, and Barrels tickets?
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. I have three questions for you. I won't tell you whether you're right or wrong. We'll compare answers when she gets back in the room. Annie, please get out of this room.
Good luck, Jason.
Good luck to you, Annie. All right, let's see if we can take her down. There she goes. Jason, question number one today. Her new album drops on Friday, and her lucky number is 13. Who is she?
That would be my daughter's favorite, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, there's your answer. I'm writing it down. Number two, this country star is from the Raleigh area and is being inducted into the Grand Ole Opry this Saturday. Who is he?
Scotty McCreery.
Scotty McCreery. And number three, one-third of the American Idol judges and just recently decided to leave the show. Who is that?
Oh. I just drew a blank.
There's only three
of them.
Katy Perry is your answer. All right. Got it. Now let's get her back in here and see what happened. Annie, come on in here. You got her shoes on today. Never has shoes on.
All right. I'm ready.
He did well.
Oh.
Jason did well.
All right.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Her new album drops Friday, and her lucky number is 13. Who is she?
Taylor Swift.
Yes. Number two, this country star is from the Raleigh area and is being inducted into the Grand Ole Opry this Saturday.
That's Scotty McCreery.
Scotty McCreery is correct. He also got that right.
Hey.
Next, one-third of the American Idol judges and just recently decided to leave the show. Who's that?
Katy Perry.
Guess what? He got all three as well.
I'm sorry, what?
He got all three. We got a tie.
Jason!
All right, Jason, I have a tiebreaker question. Over to you first. Jason, who is the most searched person on the internet right now? This is the most searched person ever on the internet.
I have no clue.
Take a guess. Who would you imagine? It would have to be somebody hugely popular, hugely well-known.
I'm going to go Oprah Winfrey. I don't know.
All right. That's a good guess. Oprah Winfrey. Annie, who is the most searched person on the internet in the history of the interwebs? You got 5 seconds. One, two.
We'll go Donald Trump.
Gummit. She is right. It is Donald Trump.
Shut up! Are you serious? Jason, I'm so sorry. Yes! I'm still undefeated.
Jason, I let you down, buddy. I thought we had her here.
I thought you had me too, pal. I was like, oh my God. I'm shaking.
Well, unfortunately now, it's time to admit the cold, hard truth.
I'm Jason from McLeansville, and Annie really does know most people.
Hey, I tell you what, you're the first person to tie with me. You got the tickets today, buddy.
Thanks.
Wake up with the Wolf.
New country.
New country. 93.1 The Wolf.
You almost went down.
And listening to the playback, I'm over here pacing because I like, it's like I forgot, but I'm so competitive. That's raw emotion right there.
Nice job, Jason. Nice job.
You found a new man, found some new friends.
Well, finally, we're going to go out and award the plaque to the winning restaurant in the Ranch Roundup, which we crowned last week. Congratulations, John Brown's Country Store and Grill.
Dale, you said last week, we crowned a Monday. It just feels like it was last week.
Amazing, isn't it?
The longest week, absolutely. I'm excited, though. Been waiting all week to dip in that ranch, and I'm very excited to give it a try. And they better have some tater tot ready, because I'm going to dip those. If I'm going to cheat, I'm going to cheat right.
Well, I believe they do have them.
That's all I'm going for, is tater tots and ranch.
Yeah. So we're going out tomorrow to do that. Already almost Friday, guys. It's Thursday. Man. One more day. You got the weekend coming up. A lot going on this weekend, too. But, yeah, congratulations to John Brown's Country Store in a hard-fought Stokes County battle to win this year. And thousands of votes. It was crazy.
I think it's over 5,000 and some people signed up to vote this year. That's awesome. And shout out to Little Creek Diner for putting up a hard fight, too. Everybody's been a good sport about it. You know, I guess they're friends out there. And so we just love supporting local. So
we're going to pop in there, too.
Yes, absolutely.
But the plaque is on the way, John Brown's Country Store. On the way. So's my mouth.
I bet one of his friends let my name slip again.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. And Annie has another pick hit of the week for you. Pick hit of the week,
This song was only cut as a demo in 1996. And then Lainey Wilson cut her version of it for like a little undercover project or whatever, undiscovered something on Apple Music in December. And Ernest heard it and he was like, yo, we gotta collab on this. We've gotta put it on my new album, which just came out on the 12th. It's called, I think, titled like Flower Shops. And so it's Could If I Would, and it's Ernest with Lainey Wilson, and it is just a whole vibe.
You say I won't, but I want to.
So if you're like me, go ahead and add that to your playlist right now. I know it's on Apple Music. I'm sure it's on Spotify everywhere because it's dropped on Ernest's new album that just came out. And I hope it set the mood for you because that song is such a vibe. And that was the Annie Camp Pick of the Week. Hope you enjoyed it.
And me, as long as you're right here.
That's it for the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. On the way out to enjoy a sunny Thursday. One more day to the weekend. Back tomorrow with more Bulls, Bands, and Barrels tickets. And next week, Oliver Anthony tickets for you.
Yeah. And more Bulls, Bands, and Barrels tickets next week.
Yes.
What a gorgeous day it is outside.
You get out there and burn some of that energy.
I have got a lot. I'm telling you,
it's been, I don't know that I've ever seen her like this. Frankly.
Well, it's since the last time I had a Monster in the studio, which has been at least 6+ months.
Oh, did you drink a Monster this morning?
A little caffeine in my little Alka-Seltzer. No, I did not have a Monster this morning.
Oh, I was getting ready to say, I didn't think you seriously had one.
The energy is on, the Monster energy, though.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying. You're borrowing the name of the drink to put onto your own energy.
Yes.
Yeah, I get it. All right, well, guys, have a fantastic Thursday. Say goodbye, Annie.
Goodbye.
Have an awesome day. We'll see you tomorrow to kick off the weekend. Leaving you with a little KC. It don't happen twice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.